This is Kate Harness with 307 Net Radio, and I'm here today with Karen Blaney. Hello, Karen. How are you?
Well, hello, Kate.
It's nice to see you. So we're going to talk about a theatre production that's coming up here at the end of the week.
We are indeed.
And it is called?
Percy Jackson and the Lightning Thief.
Well, that's an exciting title. How did this come about?
Well, Percy Jackson and the Lightning Thief is a great kind of a teen story. And I happen to be in communication with a former BHS theater alum and talking about doing musicals. And she recommended this one. While she was living in New York, she had come across this. And so we, Valerie Scarlett and I, talked about it, and it was in the pile of musicals. I don't ever pick the musical because I'm not the musical director. I do. I don't direct musicals because I don't sing, but I talked it over with Leah Hoblett, who is the assistant, the co-director for the theater, and we loved it. So that was how we decided to do this one. We have excellent, excellent male vocalists and girl vocalists too, but we knew we had two or three male vocalists that were bringers, and this is a definitely male vocalist heavy
so
musical.
It's a modern production, a contemporary production.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds exciting. And what happens? Can you tell us a little bit about the plot, the story?
Well, if you haven't read the Percy Jackson series by Rick Riordan, he does for Greek mythology kind of what Harry Potter did for magic. Rick Riordan takes the Greek myths and brings it into a modern setting and has a lot of young adolescents who discover over a period of time that they are actually the sons and daughters of the Greek gods. And so, of course, lots of adventures ensue. There is the lightning thief reference is that Zeus's lightning bolt has been stolen. And throughout the play, this lightning bolt is a missing item, and the gods are angry, and Percy Jackson has to go on a quest to discover, not just to discover where the lightning bolt is, but also to rescue a loved one from the underworld.
Oh, wouldn't be a good romping ancient tale without a loved one who needs rescuing.
Right, especially from the underworld, so... For sure.
Great. And so you say it's a musical. You have all high school students.
We have the lead is played by a gentleman named Brogan Byram. He's a senior this year. This is his first lead role. He's been with us since the end of his sophomore year. But he just does a remarkable job and has throughout his history with the theater company. But this, he loved the books as a child and read them with his mother, and so was very excited and tried out for the lead. And actually, in this play, unlike many of the musicals we've done, it's very much centered on this character. And he, I don't know if he leaves the stage once he enters. So he does a ton of singing, a lot of solos, a lot of singing with a backup crowd. And then we have, of course, Charlie Wonka, who's another senior who has an incredible voice. And he plays Percy's friend at camp. And there's also a younger male singer, Gio Montristelli, who just got back, I think, from All Nationals Choir. And he plays Percy's best friend.
So you've got three very strong male vocalists.
Very strong.
How many students are involved on stage?
On stage, we're at around, I think the last count, we were around 30 on stage. It ebbs and flows at the theater, of course, because they're high school kids. But we have, last week we did a school show, and I think we had six replacements, like kind of last minute replacements for that school show. So that was more excitement than I usually like to have. But
so you've been involved with the theater program here for some years. What can you tell us about how it's going and what's coming next? Is it an elective that students, is it in the curriculum?
It's an extracurricular activity. It is, you know, we used to do three productions a year because we did a Christmas show. We haven't done the Christmas show since COVID. Actually this Percy Jackson show was the first show that we've had since COVID that we were able to have school shows. COVID was kind of, you know, no traveling, no in and out of the building, and so none of the other schools got to come. But this this show is cool. Every school in the district in town came. So Meadowlark, Cloud Peak, Clear Creek, and then KC came up. And also the folks from Amy Holt came over. So that was their first outing to a theater since they've been shut down for a long time.
Yeah, because we don't have much opportunity for live theater here in Buffalo. Of course, right. You can go a little further afield and see things. But
right. If you have the means or the will to travel. So I'm a huge believer that kids should be able to go see live theater. And we try to pick plays that are going to be appropriate for that age range. And a wide variety of audience, because of course we have our shows for the public this week as well. So it's hard sometimes to find a show that you can do K through adults, and then you can do for that appeals for everybody and is a large cast show
and is producible
and is doable. Yeah. Sometimes we do pretty undoable shows. I mean, we just finished Into the Woods last spring, which is one of the hardest musicals for anybody, and that turned out great. And this one also is the music isn't as complex, but just given all the activities and the busyness of our kids, it's very hard to pull off a big show.
So how are you handling the music?
So, actually, this production, I would say I am, assistant director. This production, we have a guest director, Valerie Scarlett, and who actually helped me pick the show, is back in town for some time. And she essentially volunteered to come help with theater. And as luck would have it for us, her spare time became almost entirely devoted to the production. And she's definitely the head director on the show and has done the blocking and a lot of the coaching. And she's an incredible vocalist, as is Leah Hoblett. And so the two of them have really carried the weight of the show, which has worked out, you know, well. Due to some family reasons, I have been probably 100% this semester. So it's really been awesome to have that extra person who's just loves theater and was willing to, you know, pour herself into it. So Leah and I both have really appreciated having Val around, and that's been fun.
So the students are actually singing.
The students are singing.
Is the music live
dancing
as well?
Dancing.
Is the music
the
live?
The music is not live as well. We used to, we have in the past had pit orchestras, and that just takes such a huge commitment from so many more kids, that just the way Buffalo High School runs, our kids are all involved in so many things. And when you add another layer like that, I don't even know how to calculate how much more difficult it is to schedule, because you're scheduling not only around their music events, the band is events are different than the choir events, but you're also scheduling around all those kids' activities. And it's a bit harder to practice if you don't have the canned music, because of course the pit isn't there till the very end. And so we've done it all ways, different ways, and for the foreseeable future, this way with technology just enables us to practice more easily.
That's great. So any student is it's open to come. Mm-hmm. Any student is open to join the theatre program.
Yes.
And I'm guessing it's not just front of stage. It's not just actors. You have all kinds of other jobs too. So
right, we have over 40 kids. Last count, it was close to 50 kids involved in the theater program, because we have set people, we have props people, we have hair and makeup people, and sometimes those guys go back and forth. But we have a pretty dedicated crew that doesn't set foot on stage and isn't interested in that, but they make props and they, you know, move the furniture and help set up the stage and do all of that. And that's really where I'm actually, that's where my heart is. I love costume and sets. That's if I had to pick the things I got to do, those would be the things I do.
So I did want to ask you, what is the costume and the set?
Well,
for this production?
Well, shout out to a good friend who has loaned me his scaffolding, his construction scaffolding. So Mr. Jeff Spearing, whose daughter used to co-direct with me, he has graciously loaned me scaffolding. This set is actually a very simple set. We usually don't have simple sets, but because this Broadway production modeled itself after the idea that it was like a group of kids who put on a play for a camp. And so the set is pretty simple. It jumps back and forth between interactions at a museum, interactions at a camp for the half-bloods, as the children of the gods are known, and then goes to Hades. But it's all based around, we have three sets of construction scaffolds that are the core of the set. And then, of course, our usual, you know, we have quite a wide variety of wooden structures that are our black boxes for theater. And so those are, you know, the basis of it. But there's not a lot in this show. There's not a lot of additional props. It's the most minimal show I've ever done, which, you know, was a little scary for me at first, but I really am loving it. So
what have you done for costumes?
Also for costumes, it's the most minimal show, because it's a contemporary show and it's kids in their usual dress. And then, the BHS business department, Michael Einat, a student at BHS, designed, the t-shirt for the camp t-shirt, which is what most of the actors wear for the largest part of the play. And then, of course, we have some Furies, and we have a student designed costume for the centaur that's pretty fun. And we also have a student designed costume for the minotaur, but most of the kids are in contemporary clothing, which also is different for us, but
it sounds fun and,
yeah, it's
and something
fun.
Different. And how nice to have the opportunity to see something live.
Right.
When can we come and watch?
You can come on Thursday or Friday at 7 p.m. And it's free to the public. Of course, we have a donation jar, but we want everybody to come, whether you have money or no money. We just really believe that, you know, live theater is for everyone. And we love to have a full house.
And this is for all age groups?
All age groups. And we know that the school shows, because of bus restrictions, et cetera, both school shows left out significant scenes. So we're hoping a lot of those kids come back to see the whole show, to see what they've missed. And I got some delightful emails this morning, including one from the principal of Meadowlark, who said that the kindergartners were having spoon sword fights after the show. We had our show right before Thanksgiving, and so I think it was a great time for them and a little moment of celebration for us to have the doors wide open for the district again.
Well, it sounds fun. So Thursday and Friday this week.
7 p.m.
7 p.m. at Buffalo High School
Buffalo
in the auditorium. Okay.
Hope to see you there.
Yes, well, break a leg, Mrs. Blaney.
I'll try.
Thank you so much for your time.